There is no such thing as chance, luck, or accident. Don Fortner. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Luke 12:7. With these words, our Lord Jesus Christ assures us that none of God's elect shall ever be in any real danger or suffer any real harm, for we are under the special care and protection of God Himself. I see three things in this sentence which are a constant source of peace and encouragement to my soul. 1. The blessed fact of divine predestination. The text might be better translated, "The very hairs of your head have all been numbered." Before the world began, our Heavenly Father counted up and ordained the number of hairs that were to be upon your head at this very moment. This is meticulous predestination. What does it tell us? God's sovereign purpose of grace in predestination includes all that we do and all that we experience. 2. A comforting assurance of divine providence. The primary intent of the text is to show us our Father's constant rule of all things. The sparrow cannot fall to the ground, and the hair cannot fall from your head without your Father's eternal decree in predestination and His direction in providence. 3. Our Heavenly Father's perfect knowledge of all things concerning us. Our God, who predestined all things and rules all things, knows all things. We are so well known by God that He has even numbered the hairs of our heads. Your Father knows. We need no other comfort. The Lord's knowledge of us is constant and entire. His knowledge of us is the knowledge of a tender, sympathetic Father. 4. Our Father's constant care. He who takes the trouble to number the hairs of our heads must surely care for us. We are the apple of His eye. Cast all your care upon Him. He cares for you. 5. The honor and high esteem our God has for His elect. God has numbered our hairs because He values them. He holds us in honor and high esteem above all the people of the world because of His gracious purpose toward us in Christ, because He has made us one with His darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 43:3-5, 1 John 4:9-11. 6. The promise of divine protection. The hairs of our head are all numbered because our God intends that not a hair of your head shall perish. Trials are certain. Temptations are sure. Tribulations are constant in this world, but there is no cause for fear. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Nothing whatever, whether great or small, can happen to one of God's elect without God's decree and direction. The providential government of our great God over everything in this world is a truth which is clearly revealed and constantly taught in the Word of God. Just as a telescope and microscope show us that there is order and design in all the works of God's hand, from the greatest planet down to the least insect, so the Book of God teaches us that there is an infinite wisdom, divine order, and gracious design in all the events of our daily lives. There is no such thing as chance, luck, or accident in God's creation or in our journey through this world. All is arranged and appointed by God, our Heavenly Father, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Let us seek to have an abiding sense of God's hand in all our affairs. Our Father's hand measures out our daily portion, All our steps are ordered by Him, who loves us with an everlasting love. Confidence in God's wise and good providence is a mighty antidote against murmuring and discontent. In the day of trial and disappointment, as in the day of joy and happiness, all is right and all is well done. When we are laid on the bed of sickness, there is a needs be for it, else it would not come to pass. Because it comes to pass, the very fact that it comes to pass should assure us that it is for our soul's advantage. Let us bow and be still, and bear all things patiently. Ours is an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. 2 Samuel 23:5. That which pleases our God ought to please us. Truly, He has done all things well, and He will yet do all things well.